President Biden insists the state of our union is strong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We are stronger today than we were a year ago.
But he began his speech focusing on Ukraine.
Freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
And the president said Russia's leader did not count on the U.S. and our allies being united, punishing him economically.
Making Putin's $630 billion war fund worthless.
Now the president urged everyone to stand in honor of the Ukrainian resolve to fight and its president, who is a Russian target.
The Ukrainian national security chief saying a plot to assassinate President Zelensky has been foiled. The assassins have been killed.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv says Russia is also keeping up its attack in the city of Kharkiv and...
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman said in a televised address that the Russians have now taken control of Kherson.
That could help a Russian supply line connecting forces to Crimea, which Russia controls. Back to the president's State of the Union.
Biden also vowed to tackle numerous crises here at home, from record inflation and soaring gas prices to the crisis at our southern border. And he brought up the defund the police crowd, as well as COVID fatigue, in front of a suddenly maskless audience.
Let's use this moment to reset. So stop looking at COVID as a partisan dividing line.
Now that was Griff Jenkins reporting. When it comes to inflation, the president said the U.S. will release 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, hoping to lower gas prices. But oil is surging again today at $111 a barrel. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds delivered the Republican response.
You shouldn't have to wake up every morning and worry about the next thing the government is going to do to you, your business, or your children.
Texas held the nation's first 2022 primaries. Governor Greg Abbott won, so did Beto O'Rourke. The Democrat is challenging him. Attorney General Ken Paxton faces a GOP runoff against George P. Bush. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar also faces a runoff against a progressive challenger. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
As Russians keep attacking Ukraine, leader Vladimir Putin ratcheted up the tension the other day, putting his nuclear forces on high alert. The U.S. did not do the same, and President Biden says he doesn't believe Americans should worry about a nuclear war.
At a House subcommittee on strategic forces hearing this week, Admiral Charles Richard, commander of the U.S. Strategic Command, was asked by Democratic Congressman John Garamendi.
Do you believe we can win a limited nuclear war?
Actually, Congressman, I think my job is to deter limited use of nuclear weapons.
The congressman also asked if the admiral knew anything about a guide to nuclear deterrence in the age of great power competition distributed to tens of thousands of U.S. military planners. The guide reportedly said the U.S. can maintain nuclear strategic superiority over any prospective opponent. The admiral said he wasn't familiar with it. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The teenager accused of shooting up his Michigan high school last year, killing four classmates, is being charged as an adult and will remain jailed like one.
A judge has rejected a request to transfer 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly to a facility for teens as he awaits trial. The judge ruling Crumbly's basic needs are being met at the Oakland County Jail, and he's separated from adult inmates. Crumbly is charged with murder and other crimes in the shooting deaths of four students at Oxford High School on November 30th. His lawyers have said they'll pursue an insanity defense. Crumbly's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, are charged with involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say the couple failed to secure a family gun and ignored signs of their son's mental distress. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The baseball season will be delayed as major league owners and players remain at odds in contract talks. The first two series of the season for each team have been canceled. On Wall Street, despite oil surging today, stock futures are rising the day after a big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.